You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with both Jack Mancini and Adam Sonhalter, co-owners of Maximum Value Partners, providing coaching and direction for the profitability and sustainability of small businesses. They also host the weekly radio show, Dirty Secrets of Small Business, that debunks the common myths of business ownership, exposes the impact of government regulations, and shares small business success stories. Maximum Value Partners gives their clients two-on-one coaching and their combined expertise of owning over 20 businesses and helping hundreds of small business owners on the road to success. Gentlemen, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having us, Eric.
Yep, good to be here, Eric.
You both are more than welcome and certainly appreciate your coming out today. So for starters, Adam, tell us, what is the biggest challenge small businesses face from the folks that you deal with and speak with on a regular basis?
Well, it's hard to narrow it down to just one, Eric, but we have a couple that are kind of intertwined. And it would be a combination of both finding and retaining good people, as well as the ability to try to run the company by the numbers. And those two kind of go together because if you don't have good people in place to help you run your company, it's hard as the owner to be able to kind of get out of the detail of doing the day-to-day work of things. And a big chunk of reason why folks often do that is they feel comfortable being there day-to-day doing the work of it. And to be able to step away from that and be able to do that second part that I was mentioning in terms of running the company by the numbers and be able to be comfortable, you know, understanding what's going on without actively being involved day-to-day as far as what's going on in the business. So those two kind of combined, again, finding and retaining good people as well as being able to run the company by the numbers are really kind of the biggest challenges for any small business owner.
And Jack, how do you know which customers to fire? That's certainly an issue, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that through a little bit of analysis, you can pretty much determine what your good customers are and compare that to your list of total customers, and you're going to find out who you should fire. So you analyze your current customer list, and you list the detail of the preferred characteristics of those clients. And so such as a customer who pays on time, a customer who gives you referrals, a customer who's easy to work with and fun to work with, and certainly they give you a sales volume at desired profits. So you rank your customers according to those characteristics, and you look at those that don't. Customers who do just the opposite, who pay poorly, who give you a hard time, demanding a lot of service, never really satisfied. The extra work and the hassles kind of erode the profitability of this particular client. And basically, they're just complainers, and they aren't fun. So you might take one of those customers on, and as you develop the relationship, you learn the negatives, and it becomes pretty self-evident who you want to fire.
Good stuff there, Jack. Thanks for that. Now, Adam, what's the best way to find good people?
It's a great question. You know, depending on small companies, often where they start out is the first hire often tends to be a family member or maybe a close friend or somebody who they know pretty well. And as they start to expand beyond that, you know, people will try a lot of different ways to find good people. And in today's day and age, with technology being what it is, between being online, being on social media, there are a lot of ways people will try to reach out to try to find good people. Unfortunately, a lot of those ways can be big big time suckers in terms of, you know, you can place ads all over the internet. You can place it on places like Craigslist or on different job boards, or you try LinkedIn. There's some ways you kind of get the word out there. Unfortunately, a lot of times what happens with that is you get back a lot of just garbage. You know, you'll get back hundreds and hundreds of resumes, often things that have no bearing at all in terms of what you're trying to hire for. And you have to, you know, spend all this time going through and trying to, you know, scour through the stuff to find who those good people really are that even have a fit. And then if you get a chance to even find some good people out of that, with a lot of regulations that exist today, it's very difficult to even find out if the people who you're interviewing are even any good. You know, if you call their references or call their former places of employment, you know, basically the only thing that they're allowed to tell you is that either that person worked there or didn't work there. You know, they aren't allowed to give you any good insight in terms of how good that person was or not. So one of the things that we are very big fans of is this whole concept of know, like, and trust. The know being K-N-O-W, about knowing somebody. If you have people who know, like, and trust you, they can help you find good people. And it starts with you as the owner being able to detail out exactly what you're looking for in terms of what this person is going to do in terms of the job duties and everything else, but then also the skills for that person. And you'd be amazed, instead of taking that job description and kind of posting it online at these random websites, if you were to put that in front of people who you know pretty well, again, people who know, like, and trust you, they can be very good at introducing you to people who actually fit that bill. And not only that, they can give you a good sense in terms of the skills for this person, both the good and the bad for that person, in terms of just getting a good sense of where they might fit in as part of your organization. But being able to find them that way through your current network of people, and people are often amazed at how vast their network is. And, you know, in today's connected society, it's amazing how quickly you can find some pretty decent candidates and find folks who, again, if they are introduced to you by somebody who already knows you, they're gonna put their best effort forward, and they're gonna be committed pretty quickly in order to help you out. So once you get a sense of who you're looking for, the first place we always advise people to go to is to go to that, you know, that list of folks who know, like, and trust you. So it could be going into your Rolodex and your phone in terms of who your contacts are there. It could be going through your email list. It could be going on to your, you know, you may try a few people who you have on LinkedIn. But it's those folks that you know very, very well, and if you can direct them to let them know what you're looking for, we find that they can usually get you some of the best people who you know, and being able to kind of, you know, again, get them to be in and be part of your organization and not waste time going through hundreds and hundreds of resumes that don't make any sense or that don't fit anything what you're looking for in terms of trying to bring people on board.
Today we are joined by both Jack Mancini and Adam Sonhalter, co-owners of Maximum Value Partners, providing coaching and direction for the profitability and sustainability of small businesses here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Also, Adam, what number should we be paying attention to? Get into that a little, if you would.
Yeah, it's amazing. Numbers are great language that can open up so many doors, and it's like learning any kind of foreign language, you know, where you start to study it, and pretty soon you start to be able to see it, speak it, and read it. Jack and I were surprised when we first started doing this about 15 years ago in terms of working very closely with coaching owners of small companies, where most of those owners really were not and are not using their numbers to run the business. You know, they're often, you know, logging on, you know, online in the morning and seeing what, you know, what their bank balance might be. Maybe they're aware in terms of what some of the receivables are that are out there. Maybe if they owe some money to people, maybe their credit cards, but they aren't looking at their financial statements, okay, in terms of their balance sheet and their profit and loss statement. And so a couple things that we focus on with our coaching is helping people make sense of their numbers. And so there's two key reports we have people take a look at and create if they don't have them already. And the first one is focused on cash, because, again, cash is the lifeblood of any small business. And so what we encourage our clients to do is to get a 90-day cash forecast. So starting with today, knowing what the cash balance is going to be, looking at money coming in today as well as money going out, and continue to forecast that out by day. And, you know, the eventual goal is to get them to 90 days of being able to see this. So you start with a day and then a week and then a couple of weeks. But the idea of being able to forecast out and having a sense of what the cash balance is going to be. And if you can get to the point where you've got 90 days of that, you have 90 days now to respond to anything, whether it be somebody who's slow paying you or if there are expenses coming up or opportunities that are coming up. You're aware of what your cash position is, not just today, but for the next couple of months. And that provides tremendous comfort and clarity to the owner of any company. So cash flow is key from that standpoint. And then what's really going to drive the cash is your profitability. And we have something that we call a profit plan that we have our clients put together, which many people may refer to as a budget. And that's one of the worst words in the world because a budget's not very exciting. But you're in business to make profit. And a profit plan can be very, very exciting, where you forecast out for the next year what you're planning to do in terms of revenue, in terms of expenses, and in terms of profit, and be able to measure against that and see how you're doing. And if you're hitting those numbers or not, but if you're making profits, those profits eventually turn into cash, which helps to fuel the engine that is your small business. So we get our clients all trained up in terms of understanding how to forecast cash, but also be able to forecast their profitability. And if you can do that and see the activity that goes on in the company, because everything that's going on in the company is going to be present there as you're starting to look through and see how you're doing from those numbers standpoint, from your financial standpoint. And it's a great empowering tool for many of our clients to be able to see and move the business forward.
Certainly some great insight right there, Adam. Thanks for that once again. Now, in conclusion, Jack, what's the one piece of advice you would give the majority of small business owners, especially those tuning in?
Well, there's the simple answer is put together a good plan. And what do I mean by that? Well, it's not an academic exercise that an MBA might do with 35 pages of graphs and charts and words that nobody understands. We have developed what we call our 7 keys to success. And these keys, if mastered by a small business owner, will have a successful company. We could guarantee it if they stay coachable. And we define success as growing sustainable profits. So you put a plan together which has a vision. It then creates a profit plan that Adam was just talking about. It then moves on to have a marketing plan to develop how you're going to get your revenue and sales. And then who's going to do the work? That would be an organization plan. And after that, how do you make your company? What kind of culture do you want, especially in the year 2016 here, which basically is very collaborative and open and inclusive? And basically then after that, the 90-day cash flow, and then a real big component of a successful company, be it a large company or a small one, is having the owner be able to present the company. And that could be to a bank, a venture capital group, could be to his or her employees, his or her vendors, and a number of different constituencies and stakeholders. You should be able to be confident and effective when you're presenting your company. So if you could put a plan together, build around those 7 keys, that would be the best advice we would give any company, because honestly, Eric, we have coached hundreds of companies to success by using that formula. So that's what we would suggest, no question about it.
Adam and Jack, we really have appreciated your time spent with us here today on the show, as well as the valuable information and advice shared here today as well. Thank you both for that. Now, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Maximum Value Partners and how they could be in touch as well.
Absolutely. The best way to get a hold of us, if you want to check out our website, it's MaximumVP.com. You can give us a call if you'd like to. It's 877-849-0670. And for our radio and podcast listeners, if you want to shoot us an email, You can do that at radio@maximumvp.com. Those are great ways to get a hold of us.
Once again, Jack and Adam, we thank you for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you both.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're both more than welcome. We have been speaking with both Jack Mancini and Adam Sonhalter, co-owners of Maximum Value Partners, providing coaching and direction for the profitability and sustainability of small businesses. And for more information and for contact, simply visit MaximumVP.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app, your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.